This conference will now be recorded.
Okay, we'll call the Public Works Public Safety meeting of April 22nd to order. We'll do roll call. Justin Ask.
Here.
Audrey Nelson.
Here.
Julie Osmus is here and also present. I'll go from my screen. Kelsey Del Bosque, Brian Grammons, City Administrator, Sean Christensen, Public Works Director, Gary Manzer. What title you want to go by?
Nice guy.
Nice guy.
Public
did,
Works
I give,
Superintendent.
Did I give Sean your title?
No, Public Works Superintendent. He's the director.
Okay. Shelby Lindrud from the Tribune and guest Jerome Johnson. Did I miss anybody? Okay. I believe any additions or deletions to the agenda? Okay, I'm trying to draw up the agenda here. No additions. Then I think the first thing up, it looked to me like it was going to be road projects. Mr. Christensen.
Could I request that we maybe change up the agenda a little bit, get rid of the tree policy, and I can get out of you guys' hair?
That works for me. Is everybody else okay with that? Okay, we'll move down to, I believe it was the last item on the agenda.
Right, thank you.
Okay, I think that's going to be Mr. Manzer.
Okay, well, I can start it out. So we reviewed several different tree policies from different cities, and we made a few minor changes to the one that City of Willmar has had. And the biggest change was the part about notifying property owners. And we felt the most efficient way that we could do that was to through our website, social media areas that we participate in, whether it's Facebook, Twitter. And we would do target areas of where we would be working on our tree trimming policy for the winter. And of course, everything is weather dependent when we go into those areas. And that's pretty much what we added. I guess that's about it. Was it, Kelsey, do we, anything I missed on that?
The only other thing we added was additional tree planting dates.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, with that, is that tonight we're going to talk about, no, that grant that we talked about. So that's going to be some fall planting for us. So typically we just plant in the spring, and it listed that in our policy that we just planted in the spring. We also put some fall planting dates on there as well. And with that being said, I could just update you that we are planting trees right now. We're at about, we've got 185 that we're putting in the ground as we speak this last week or so.
Okay.
Well, I think another huge change that I saw, Gary, was that you're going to be trimming, pruning branches on boulevard trees to the height that such branches shall not hinder pedestrian or vehicular traffic. Is that, are you limiting yourselves to that besides the broken and dead and dying branches?
That's really not a change in our policy. That was in there before. We didn't change that. So we would just kind of.
I couldn't find my old copy, 26 year old copy of the of your policy to compare them, but yeah. I don't remember reading that. But in any case, are you? Nobody that I talked to, that I spoke with 3 years ago, read your policy, and I'm talking all the way down from the foreman. Paul, who's a great guy, by the way, and he came when they came to clean up my tree, because once I cut all the huge limbs off it, then all the dead wood was exposed. So, and then Windy Wilmer, every time the wind blew, I had nothing but branches in my yard. So Paul and some of the employee of, like, he said he had like 32 or 34 years experience with the Public Works Department cutting trees. He hadn't read it. So if the foreman and a guy that's been in there 34 years hadn't read the policy, it pretty much explains why they were doing whatever they wanted. It may have been in the policy, the old policy, Gary, but nobody was abiding by it. They were doing what they wanted.
Well, and I can sit here and argue about who read what, but I can tell you that the people that I had trimming, most people have went through some sort of a training. And we do send people to different tree schools, and when they come back, we share the information amongst us. It's not reading the policy, so to speak, but we share procedures and what to look for when you trim a tree. I mean, it's not just to raise a tree up. There's structure things with a tree you look at. I'm not saying that was the case with your trees. I'm just telling you, this is what we do. We look for single leaders. We look for, we try to shape a tree for the future growth. I don't want to go back to where we were 3 years ago, but I think we do a pretty good job. And obviously you must feel differently, otherwise you wouldn't be here. But I can tell you from the 38 years I've worked here, we've had very few of these confrontations that we're having right now with you over the last 3 years about this. And I would stand to say I still stand behind what we do, and I think we do a really good job. I guess I just don't know what more to say, that we do send people. We have guys that are certified through the state DNR for tree pruning, disease, looking for diseased trees. And we work together, and guys learn from one another. You learn as you go. So whether somebody read a policy or not, that's, I guess, a different subject. But I stand behind what we do, and I will stand behind what we do have done and move on, I guess.
Well, one of my problems with the policy is that I believe you guys are doing too much. There's no way that you should be able to come in and totally re-landscape my front yard without my permission. I know you have the easement and so on and so forth, but I'm not concerned about the easement. What I'm concerned about is the overreach. What I've been trying to get across to the committee is you're doing too much. You're wasting a lot of money, a lot of assets. It just seems like it should be centered on pedestrian safety and vehicle safety. If my trees aren't bothering anybody else, why the hell should you come in and cut them all up? That's the point I've been trying to make for 3 years now.
Well, I know for a fact that when your trees were just about hitting your vehicles, you're pulling in the driveway, we can go by 10 driveways and we are asked to remove those branches, but apparently that didn't seem to have an issue with you. And so, I mean, I don't want to get into the argument about this tree. I just stand behind what we do. I stand behind our people, what we do. It. I'm sorry if it didn't work out with the way you like it, but I can tell you what, we plant, we go by thousands of houses a year, thousands of houses a year. And I don't think it's wasting taxpayers' dollars. I think it's being, we could do this year round. There's that many trees that need to be trimmed in this town. So yes. I'm not going to argue about, I don't want to argue with you about this stuff. We went down this road before. We changed the policy. We added a couple of things. I don't know what more we can do to ask to accommodate what you're looking for. I really don't. Your area is, it's been set up years ago to plant those trees 19 feet behind the curb. And there's a lot of new areas where there's new development. It's 19 feet behind the curb to keep them out of the traffic. But just because a tree is not hitting a car or a pedestrian, still has reasons to trim trees. So,
well, you just admitted that the reason you cut the tree that, or the branch, the huge branch about this big around in diameter, was because, oh, it was low enough to where it hit trees in my driveway. The guy that had cut trees for 32 or 34 years, I asked him after the kid cut this huge limb and cut all the shade out of my driveway where I used to park my truck and my boat, and I used to be able to wash my vehicles in the middle of the day in the shade. Okay. I asked the old timer who had been doing it for over 30 years, I said, why do you think the kid cut this limb? And he said, oh, it's too low. I said, too low?
That was exactly right. Does the shade come from the bottom branch or the top branch?
Pardon?
Where does the shade come from, the bottom or the top?
Where does the shade come from?
Yeah, does it come from the bottom of the tree or the top of the tree? I'm asking you. It
comes from the top of the tree.
Okay, 10-4. That's all I needed. I don't want to go down here no more.
Yes. Mr.
Johnson, I don't want to go down.
Yeah, Mr. Johnson.
But he said it was too low. And I said, yes.
Okay. I think everybody is aware that you were not happy with what happened to your tree. We know that. And
right.
We tried to address that. The police got called. I stopped by and talked with you. Numerous
right.
city officials have come to talk to you. It's painfully obvious that we're not going to be able to appease you, and we know that. So we looked at some of the things in the policy that we could change. And so you know that some of the things we kicked around was the possibility of how we did notifications. Well, because of timing and when they do these things in the winter, it really isn't feasible to go door to door to notify people when they're going to work on their street. It isn't feasible to send out postcards on the week that they might be coming, because plans might change if there's a winter snow removal event. So what we came up with was Facebook, social media, ways to notify people of what areas of town that they're going to work on. And as Mr. Manzer pointed out, it's in what, a 10-year rotation?
Yeah.
If
we're lucky, it is. I mean, that's right. Being on top of it.
Right. And so we're not going to do any good by going back to three years ago. Because I know we're not going to be able to make you happy, Mr. Johnson.
I was happy up until the time that we started this meeting. And you're saying you're just going to continue to slash and burn all the trees that you want to slash and burn. The reason I bring up, I'm not trying to kick a dead horse. The reason I bring up this huge limb, because that was what was providing my midday shade. Did it come from the top of the tree? Well, yeah, because the limb grew 30 feet. But when I asked a guy that had 30 plus years of experience, why would a kid cut that branch off? And he said, because it was too low. And I said, too low for who? He said, well, if you're mowing the lawn. I said, I mow the lawn. Okay. And I have a rider. If that branch had bothered me, I would have cut it down 23 years ago. It shouldn't be up to some 20-year-old kid to determine what my front landscape is and how I use my tree. Okay, from the get-go, my neighbor, who's a few years older than me, when we discussed a tree in his front yard, he said, oh, that's a city tree. I said, a city tree? He said, yeah, that's a city tree. I said, okay. He said, yeah, it belongs to the city. And then when I first had a run-in with Gary, I asked him via email, I said, who do the trees belong to? He said, the city owns the trees. And then when we had a meeting 6 months ago, Brian mentioned to the entire committee that the city owns the trees. That is not true. It's my tree. These are the people's trees. These don't belong to the city. You people don't rule, you serve. And you need to get that through your brains. It's my, how can you come and on my property and destroy my property?
Mr. Johnson, I appreciate your frustration. I hear what you're saying, but I still stand by the employees that are trained in how to cut the trees, when to cut the trees, and what is in the best interest of the trees and the community. And there's really nothing more that can be said. We know you're unhappy with the branch that got cut from your tree.
Oh, plenty of branches.
They had solid reason to take those measures.
We disagree.
I know disagree. That. I
and
know
they,
that.
These highly trained, he was a 20-year-old kid. How highly trained can he be?
He's also being supervised by somebody.
Chainsaw. I'll give him that much.
But he's being supervised with somebody who has had the proper training. Yeah. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry that we can't that we can't make it right with you. I understand that. But the policy is not flawed, and what they do with the trees is not flawed. So that's we're gonna go forward with updating the policy as it stands.
Okay, then the only thing left is I will work it out with I've invited Sean over twice along with his tree inspectors, and he hasn't responded to that invite. Is there any reason you don't want to come over and look at this tree? I believe it has to come down. Your guys destabilized the tree. Okay, it is now a liability. And as far as I'm concerned, the city assumed liability as soon as they cut it. I believe the tree needs to come down. But I would like you or your representative and a tree inspector to come over and make that determination. If you say it's not going to fall into my neighbor's garage, then fine.
I've been by and I looked at the tree. I've looked at it a number of different times. I am not tree certified, but the other guys that work for the public works are. I completely trust what they did and how they did it and what they continue to do on an annual and on a daily basis. This is getting quite frustrating with the one complaint, one person complaining about the work of 20 plus guys. Well, so if you want the tree to come down, we'll take the whole thing down if that's what you prefer.
Yes, I believe that's what needs to be done. Remove the tree. It's an eyesore. You turn it into an eyesore and a liability. If you come over, I will point out to you exactly what's wrong with the tree, where they cut all the counterbalance from, and how it's aimed directly at my neighbors. My neighbor's fix is, oh, we could take two more huge limbs off it, but then there's no tree left. So you might as well just take it down.
Mr. Johnson, are you tree certified?
Yes, I am.
Are you?
For my own trees in my own yard on my own property. My property. Yes.
Okay, Mr. Johnson, I appreciate your passion for your tree. Okay. If they come and cut it down, I would expect that they're able to do that without getting into another heated argument over the tree. Okay.
The only reason there was a heated argument the last time is because Mr. Manzer came and knocked on my door. And when I opened the door, he said, "You won't talk to me?" And I said, "I don't know. Who are you?"
And there was some mention of weapons, and it got scary.
I tried to educate these young men that you can't just pull up into anybody's yard and start destroying their property. There's some crazy people out there. So yes, I did mention that. Oh, you could have been shot from this window with a 308, or I could have come out with a 9mm. It was simply an education process. It wasn't a threat.
You know what? We can agree to disagree on that one as well. But here's the deal. If they come over to cut down that tree, I would expect them not to be have to get into a heated argument with you. And they will comply and cut down the tree. Is that right, Mr. Manzer?
Yep. I mean, I'm not going to go there if I have to get into a match of arguing
exactly.
about it.
Yeah. Exactly. Mr. Grammets.
Yeah, the one thing I guess I would like to point out, and maybe Mr. Manzer can explain in a bit more detail, is when the trees are planted on the easement for the trees 19 feet from the curb line, are we then responsible for the stump removal also, not just cutting the tree down, and then the subsequent tree that gets planted back?
That's correct. Yeah. So we would remove the stump, we would put black dirt in there, it's up to the property owner to seed it and get the grass growing back, or if they choose to sod it, we fill the stump hole with black dirt, and then it's up to the property owner from that point on. The property owner so chooses not to have another tree planted there, we won't plant another tree there.
As long as you take care when you take the tree down, as long as you don't destroy my driveway or my neighbor's new driveway, he asked that of me because I conferred with him. I said, do you mind if we take the tree down? And I said, well, one of the options was to remove the other huge limbs, which leaves basically no tree. What he did request for me was that they don't fell it right onto his new driveway. I said, I don't think they'll do that. I'm assuming they're going to come in with a machine and cut it down piece by piece.
Okay.
Gary should be able to answer that.
Council Member Oss.
I'd like to make a motion that the City Council accept the amendments to the tree planting maintenance policy.
Okay. Do I have a second? I know Audrey's having some computer issues. I'll second it.
I am on my phone. I can second.
Okay. Any further discussion? Go ahead, Councilmember Nelson.
Just Mr. Manzer, I know I asked this question before, and just from a timing standpoint, Public Works has a rotation going to trim trees. Do you trim trees differently if it hasn't been done for a few years, or do you follow the same policy?
Ideally, you should trim them more often. We obviously don't get around to them as much, so sometimes we end up with a tree that hasn't been trimmed for a while. It ends up with the lower branches that they are a little larger in size that we end up taking off, but we try to do the same thing for every tree as we move forward. Obviously, when we get to a tree that's only a few years in the ground, that's only done with a hand pruner. When you've been to a tree that's been there for a determined amount, for a large amount of time, it's a lot different as far as how much you take off.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Ask, how do you vote?
Aye.
Councilwoman Nelson.
Aye.
And I'm an aye. The new policy passes. Okay, on to
can I get some more clarification on how you're going to what you consider local social media? Is it just going to be Facebook and Twitter and your website, or there's a My Neighborhood app that a lot of the community is on that would be a good way to put this information out? Are you limiting it to just Facebook or what?
We have an IT person that handles the Public Works publications, so I'm not exactly sure where those all go because I don't follow all those. I follow Twitter a little bit and Facebook mostly, but I Sean, maybe you could answer that question better. I'm not into where all that stuff goes, I guess.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the one Mr. Johnson's talking about, but we'll use every means necessary or available to us to access it.
Mr. Grammets.
Yeah, we would utilize the social media that we are in control of, which does not mean we go out and place posts on Wilmer now and then and 10 other Wilmer sites that, you know, neighborhoods might have. We'll just do the ones we are in control of, our Facebook, our Twitter, our web page, you know, just those that we use on a daily basis. We wouldn't go into other people's posts or websites.
Okay. We're done with the tree policy. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Johnson.
Yes, and thank you for all your representation.
Okay, let's move on with Mr. Christensen on the action items, accepting the award and bids for project 2101A and 2101B.
Thank you, members of the committee. In front of you is something a little bit different than you've seen in the past as far as order of operations go. In front of you is actually the award of these projects. Let's start with the 2101A, the Riley Brothers, this is Second Street reconstruct. On page 2 of 15 of your notes, it gives some details of Second Street. And the primary issue is what we should just jump to. Typically, we don't award the project until after the assessment hearing. What I'm proposing this time is to award the project ahead of the assessment hearing. Assessment hearing is scheduled for June 7th. This allows an additional month for the contractor to get supplies and materials ordered so they can get rolling on these projects. Now, the reason it could become an issue is, like I say, this council has historically approved award of the project after the assessment hearing, after they've heard if there's any complaints or any issues with the assessments. And so what I'm doing this time is proposing to go ahead and award that ahead of time and still hold the assessment hearing in a month's time. I can do a little bit. Sorry.
Oh, go ahead, Mr. Gramitz.
Yeah, and this is perfectly acceptable. There is no law or requirement that you hold them at the same time. What I think Mr. Christensen is referring to is probably a longstanding policy whereby if enough people in the neighborhood complain and don't want the project, you cancel the project. You know, so the assessment hearing and the bid are at the same time. That's not normally how it's done in most cities. They do the bids, they get it going, and then following up is the assessment hearing. And so it's a little bit of deviation, but given the costs that are occurring with construction materials, the bidders are reluctant to hold their prices for very long because prices are changing daily. And this seems a reasonable adjustment to make, primarily because that road has needed repair for so many years that people are begging for that road to be fixed. So it is probably unlikely that anybody's going to come to the council and say, no, I don't want my road fixed after these last 10 years of patch on patch on patch. So
that does make sense. And I don't know, there's a part of me that I'd like to think that we also learned from the mistake that was made several years ago about not going ahead with the rotation, because that was a short-term remedy to a couple of homeowners that didn't want the road to go in, but the long-term consequences of that were triple the expense to fix that road a couple of years later. And I just would like to think that the council would not let that happen again. That's just not a good a good use of the taxpayers' money. So we're looking for a, oh, go ahead, Mr. Christensen.
Thank you, Ms. Chair. I can give you a couple more details if you want, while you're thinking about this. The on page 4 of 15 is the bid tab. We had 7 bidders, which was, so the bids are very, very much favorable. Low bid is just under 2.1 million. And the engineer's estimate was 2.26. And so I think we got some really good bids. I think everybody was very competitively bid. And so because of that, it's actually within our, what our approved budget was from the improvement hearing.
Okay. So I'm looking for a motion for 2101A.
I can make that motion.
Second.
You're muted, Julie.
And I'm trying to find my page. Okay, so the motion is seconded. Recommend the City Council adopt the resolution awarding project 2101-A to Riley Brothers Construction Inc. in the amount of $2,099,609.54.
I do, Councilmember Osmus, I do have a question.
Go ahead, Councilmember Nelson.
I heard the description and why we want to do it now. Is there anything from a financial standpoint that we have to do, or we just understand that we're exposed until the assessment hearing and the bonding goes through? Am I correct with that?
You know, Councilmember Nelson, exposed, I guess that is true. There's potential for material prices within a month to go up. And of course, the contractor doesn't want to order their supplies now if we're not going to award the project now, which delays the start date of the project. And it's a pretty good sized project.
Oh, I'm okay with doing it. I understand why you want to do it. I'm just asking, do we have to do anything when we go to bonding that we've already bid this, or is there anything else from a financial standpoint we have to do in the interim?
Mr. Gramitz?
The answer to that would be no. No, there's nothing we have to do. You know, you're going to be posed with a question, are you going to levy assessments? And the answer is, if you don't levy 20% assessments on your bonding bill, you can't sell the bond. So you are required to have 20% or more special assessments to even sell the bond. So you're in essence, you know, by letting the project go ahead, you're saying we're going to do the assessments and we're going to have to do at least 20% in order to sell the bond. So that's what you're committing yourself to.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay. We'll go ahead with the roll call. Councilmember Nelson.
Aye.
Councilmember Ask.
Aye.
And I vote aye. That motion passes. Okay, Mr. Christensen, would you go ahead with 2101-B?
Thank you, Ms. Chair. In front of you, very similarly, is 2101-B. Which is Eagles Landing East, and it's a not complete rebuild because the water and sewer are staying, just as a reminder, but they're adding storm drain, they're adding edge drain, and they are we're removing and replacing the pavement and the curb and gutter. Similarly, we had we had 7 bidders on this project as well. They're listed on page 7 of 15. And they were all, this project was also opened April 5th. And for the very same reasons, we'd like to go ahead and award this project ahead of the assessment hearing.
Okay, I'm looking for a motion to recommend the City Council adopt the resolution awarding project number 2101-B to Dunnick Inc. in the amount of $1,087,587.90.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? Roll call, Councilmember Ask.
Aye.
Councilmember Nelson.
Aye.
And I vote aye. Motion passes. Okay. Next on the agenda is ordering the 2021 assessment hearing.
So that seemed like a little pretty good segue after all that. So in front of you is the assessment hearing itself, which is scheduled for, which I'm proposing to be scheduled for June 7th, 7:01. And this will include three projects, the two we just talked about, 2101A, 2101B, and then 2103A, which is not as yet to be bid. That one is First Street Overlay, the next section of that of First Street. And so the assessment hearing will be able to include all three of those projects. I've got listed here the budgetary and what the financing is for each of those projects. Very similar to past years. And this is a requirement of the 429 for the assessment hearing to call for the assessment hearing. And so that's the recommendation.
I will make the motion. Would you just clarify one place that lists other assessments in the overview, they aren't listed. So is it just the three projects?
Yes, it's just the three projects. Where did you see more than that?
For the 21 Street and other improvements.
Oh, that's the title we use for every year. I can remove that if that's going to cause some confusion.
Only to me, maybe. Huh?
I can remove it if you prefer. It doesn't matter. But that's the.
There were other things we're hoping to do that you're not doing. So I just was clarifying that. So I made the motion.
So is your motion to still include the other improvements?
What I'm hearing is it's those three. So. Yeah.
It's just these three.
Mr. Grammett.
Maybe just for clarification, the other improvements could be categorized as the stormwater things that we're doing, the curb cuts, and anything else that's associated other than the street. So it's three projects, street improvements and stormwater and, you know, other things that are associated with it that are spelled out in the contract but aren't necessarily, some people would say all you said you were going to do is replace the street and you replaced something else behind the curb, you know like a driveway apron or something, and you go like, well, that's part of the project too. So the other improvement is a catch-all for miscellaneous things associated with a street project.
Thank you.
I'll second the motion.
Thank you. So we have a motion and a second to recommend the City Council adopt the resolution declaring costs to be assessed, ordering preparation of the assessment roll, and calling for the hearing on the assessments June 7th, 2021 at 7:01 p.m. for project numbers 2101A, 2101B, 2103A for the 2021 street and other improvements. Roll call, Councilmember Nelson.
Aye.
Councilmember Ask.
Aye.
And Councilmember Osmus says aye. Motion passes. Okay. And what else do we have? Anything else?
I'll just ask a quick question, if I may. What happened on Second Street when the water was running down First Street?
That was the third attempt at our subsurface soil exploration. So the company came in the first time and it snowed right ahead of that, so it obscured all the utility marks, and so they had to go home. They came in a second time and blew a fuel line, I think, on one of their pieces of equipment, so they had to turn around and go home. So this time they got everything done. They got to the second to last hole and punctured the 10-inch water line. So they had a pretty good geyser, and the sounds like the drill rig actually sank to the frame for a little while. Public Works guys, Gary's guys, had to go out and help them get out of the hole, and it was a mess.
When did all that fun happen?
Gary, do you remember when that was?
I think it was, I bet it was 3 weeks ago at least, wasn't it? No? Okay. Yeah, it was, I was told that not that thing, they said drop the water towers, I can't remember, several feet anyways, with all that water run out.
Wow. Okay.
So the water flooded on First Street all the way down to, I think, almost Wilmer Avenue.
Yeah, it was really pouring out of there for a while. I can't remember what the flow was. It was an astronomical amount of gallons per minute that came out of that line when it was ruptured like that. They told me it was in the thousands. I remember that.
Wow. Okay, I have one question. On Robbins Island, and you may, I don't know if this is a local option sales tax project, but the surface of the road out there is breaking up bad. Is there any explanation for that? I mean, it's probably the first layer. I don't know, but.
Yeah, there's a couple of reasons. First layer, so it's thinner, it's only half as thick as it ultimately will be. And quite frankly, we see that more and more if we pave too late in the year, which is why we're trying to push these projects earlier and earlier, because you start paving as the ground is freezing or cooling down and it just doesn't hold up well. And so the intent all along was when they come back this spring and this summer, when they fix it, they'll have to cut those spots out and then put both layers back in. So it'll be fine, but there's a couple places that are in tough shape right now.
Any other questions before we adjourn?
Councilmember Osmus.
Yep.
I did text message from Andrew that he had some disruption in his life today and he's not going to make the finance meeting either. So.
Okay. Okay. Any other questions? Okay, then I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. And we are adjourned.